Do you need more guys in your program? I know you do. And in this episode, we're going to go over 14 ways. Yes, 14 ways that you can get more guys into your program.
Welcome to the Hit Zero Podcast, where our goal is to build better cheer athletes.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Podcast. First thing I want to do, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I'm really enjoying this new platform that we're doing. For those that are listening that haven't gotten a chance to see, we have actually taken the show from just simply a podcast into an actual show. So you have video and audio of the podcast. So it makes it a little bit more exciting, a little bit more dynamic. So the second thing I want to say is, please forgive me for my voice. It is full swing allergy season here in Central Texas. And being someone who did not grow up in Texas, sometimes the allergies hit me and I don't even know when they're coming. So if you hear me clear my throat and stuff, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best to be able to talk, but I feel like I sound like Froggy from The Little Rascals. So hopefully this isn't too muffled. So this is a really interesting episode I wanted to do. This came to me as I was driving to work the other morning, and I was thinking about what are some of the biggest challenges that cheer gyms face, with growing the programs and things like that. The gym that I get to work with most closely, the gym that I'm the team doctor for, Stars Vipers here in Schertz, Texas, we just brought in a big shipment of weightlifting and gym equipment. So we're going to start actually doing strength and conditioning training with basically a full-size gym in our facility. And so it started to make me think about what are some of the challenges that gyms have when it comes to guys, because I know our strength and conditioning program, we want to build up the partner stunt strength for our guys is a big primary focus. And so I started thinking about what are some ways that gyms can get more guys, because I know that can be a challenge for a lot of programs. So today's episode is going to be 14 ways for you to get more guys into your program, or 14 ways to recruit more guys. I was going to do 10 and I kept thinking of more, and then I got to 14 and thought, man, I could go on probably for 25. So 14 seemed like a perfectly imperfect number. So that's what we stuck with. So in no particular order, we're going to go through the 14 things that you can do to get more guys into your program. And this includes all programs. This isn't just All-Star. This is All-Star. This is high school. This is college. So some of these things will apply. Some of these things you'll hear it and think, wow, that would never work for us. And that's perfectly fine. That's why we went to 14 instead of 5. So if you hear something that works, write it down, take a mental note. If you hear something that doesn't apply to you, maybe share it with a program that you work with that it may help. And so without further ado, number one, freshman move-in day. So freshman move-in day, this is going to apply a whole lot to the colleges. This was one of the first ones that came to mind. When I was a senior, my fifth year at Florida, it was freshman move-in day for the summer. And my buddy Alex and I, who Alex was our captain of the cheer squad at Florida. So shout out to Alex White. He was also an NCAA instructor. He was on the NCAA demo DVD that they got for their summer training for camps. So Alex was very, very invested in NCAA and in the sport. So big shout out to Alex on this episode. But freshman move-in day, Alex and I were driving around, and we were driving around campus, and we saw this massive guy that was unloading a truck as he was moving into his dorm. And I looked at Alex, and we both kind of had that same look in our eyes, like, we need to talk to this guy, because he was a big dude. So we pulled over the truck, started talking to him and his dad and his mom. And we simply said, hey man, we're part of the cheerleading squad. You know, we're always looking for strong guys that want to be a part of the, you know, school spirit and be a part of the cheer program. We actually have stunt practice a little bit later today. We're going to be playing around with some of the girls, and we invited him to come out, and he kind of had a smirk on his face, and we're like, no, we're serious, man. And we told him all, you know, the cool parts about cheering. This guy had never cheered a day in his life, but he was an Olympic weightlifter in high school. And so he's a big guy. So we invite him out. He tries a few stunts. He falls in love with it. And a few years later, he was captain of the team. So simply just keeping your eyes open on days when large numbers of students are new on campus. And this can work for high school too. You know, having an eye open for some of the incoming freshmen, some of these big guys that may have been, you know, just genetically gifted coming into high school. So keep your eyes open. Freshman move-in day is number one. That kind of segues into number two, which is look in other sports, right? So think about with Jordan's case, he was a weightlifter, but we also can look at our football programs and some of our football athletes. We can look at weightlifting. We can look at wrestling. So some of the sports where the guys are a little bit more physically active, more contact type sports. A lot of times these athletes may, you know, they may be very, very good at their sport, but they may not be high enough level to be a starter, or they may not be on, you know, the first string of their sport. And so cheer would offer them an opportunity to use a lot of the strengths that they have from their sport to carry over into our sport. So look out for, you know, athletes and other types of sports that may do very well in your program, because it could be very, very beneficial for you to use them. Additionally, you can go into tip number three, which are CrossFit gyms. So you've heard me talk about CrossFit a lot. CrossFit is my competitive outlet. Since I got done competitively cheering, I've been doing CrossFit for about 9 years now. And I'm just simply put, guys, CrossFit is cheerleading with a barbell instead of lifting a person. There are so many aspects of CrossFit that blend over with cheer. That's why our workouts of the week, every week on our Instagram page, they're CrossFit style workouts, because you can really modify and adapt that workout to match cheer. And so CrossFit gyms are a fantastic way to find fit, strong, explosive, a lot of times very, very coordinated, because there are gymnastics components in CrossFit, very coordinated athletes that are looking for outlets to do athletic and competitive things. So CrossFit gyms, very, very, very good resource. And that also lends into number four, which is Olympic weightlifting gyms. Now, I know for some of you that you're not very familiar with Olympic weightlifting, and that's okay. You may not have Olympic weightlifting specific gyms in your city. I know that, you know, there a lot of times in big cities, you may have one or two Olympic programs, but if you, a simple Google search of Olympic weightlifting gym, whatever your city name is, or Olympic weightlifting, whatever your city is, or Ollie, O-L-Y, Ollie lifting in your city. But doing a little bit of research there, you may run across an Olympic weightlifting gym. And we've talked about this in previous episodes about how Olympic weightlifting mimics stunting extremely, extremely closely. You know, there's a whole lot of similarity and crossover between what Olympic weightlifting is and what stunting is. So you can get some luck there if you get connected with an Olympic weightlifting gym. Also, speaking of gym, that leads us into number five, which is if you're at a program and you've got girls that have brothers, have a bring your sibling to practice day. Create an event that would be fun for young men of all ages to come and see what your cheer gym is about. It's a whole lot easier to get guys, especially guys that are unfamiliar with cheer, to maybe have some interest in it when you can invite a group of them so they kind of have strength in numbers and they can learn about it together. You know, it's funny, you know, I kind of got my start in cheer from something kind of like this. It was, you know, I joked that cheerleading for me started as a joke, which it did. For those that don't know the story of how I got into cheer, I was a football player and I ended up at a gymnastics gym for a free tumbling class. And the only thing I thought in the time was, I want to learn how to do a backflip so that I can impress girls. So I took a tumbling class. I fell in love with tumbling. That segued into asking one of the coaches at the gym, who's a guy I went to high school with. I said, hey man, we ought to try out for the cheerleading squad. That would be hilarious. And not knowing what I know now, we thought we would get laughed out of the gym and it would be a big joke. But as you guys know, and as I know now, all programs need guys. So just by stumbling into a free tumbling class, it started this whole journey for me of cheer. And so by having invites where you're inviting guys into your program just to check it out, you really may strike gold, and you may find some athletes that you never knew had any interest. So bring your sibling to the gym or have events where you invite guys to come and check out your program. Number six, acro yoga. So acro has been growing very, very quickly and has been growing a lot as far as I could tell in recent years. There's actually a really big acro yoga program here in San Antonio that I love to see doing acro out in you see them in out in the public a lot. They get big groups together and they practice acro. But if you haven't seen acro, it's very similar to partner stunting. And so there can be some good skill in people just in your city, just by searching acro yoga gyms or searching for like groups that may get together and do acro. So check out acro yoga, get on Facebook, get on Google, search acro yoga gyms, search for acro yoga groups in your city, and you might be surprised at what you'll find. And then one other thing you can do, speaking of Facebook and YouTube and Google and things like that, is Facebook ads. So we can post ads on Facebook. You can post ads on Instagram. You can post ads on YouTube, where you literally just spend a little bit of advertising money and you target certain groups of people that may be interested in cheerleading. And you can target it to an area. So you can target it to your city or near around your gym. You can also target it to age ranges. You can target it to interests like fitness, exercise, yoga, whatever the case may be, CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting, things we talked about earlier. But you can do, you know, anywhere from a dollar. You can do super cheap, you know, penny ads here and there, or you can invest, you know, $20, $50, $100, have a budget where you're putting out advertisements to invite athletes to come and be a part of your program. And these ads are very, very effective at driving traffic online, which that online traffic can generate athletes through the door. So we're going to take a break for just a second so we can hear from our sponsors for this episode. We'll be right back in just a second with our last seven of our 14 ways that you can get more guys into your program. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone. And you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast. And you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the App Store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. Okay, and we're back. So we're talking about 14 ways that you can get more guys into your program. We're going to move on to number eight. We talked about acro yoga a little earlier. Acro yoga, I see a lot of these people out in public, and that leads us to number eight, which is stunt in public. Get out, get in the public's eye, and do cheer. Stunt, tumble, do your own little showcases right there in parks, on campus if you're with a school program. You know, if your gym is somewhere nearby, you know, groups of people, do that. Take your mats and go somewhere public and don't be ashamed to tumble and stunt and dance and do all the things that we love to do, because a lot of times people don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So just by getting into the public's eye, showing what you do, and then inviting those people that seem interested to try it is a really, really easy and free way that you can get more people in your program A and more guys in your program B. Now, earlier we talked about different gyms that you can recruit from, like your Olympic weightlifting gyms, your CrossFit gyms. Now, but there are other, you know, our next two ways to get people in. Number one, or the first one of that is Globo gyms, or your Gold's gyms, your fitness, Planet Fitnesses, and things like that. Don't be scared to go to those gyms and look for big guys. You know, send your girls You know, if it's an older, you know, obviously like your colleges and things like that, don't be scared to send the girls to these, you know, these gyms to recruit guys to look for talent on campus. There's gyms on pretty much every college campus has a gym. Find guys in there that are lifting. And then additionally, look for other co-ed sports. So, you know, in college, there are, you know, your co-ed soccer teams, your co-ed softball teams. They're, you know, kind of like your rec league type stuff. So utilize those sports where there's already a dynamic of guys and girls, because it'd be much easier to make a transition for somebody if they're already used to being on a sports team with girls. So go to your big Globo gyms and your rec center gyms, and also look for your college sports, co-ed sports in college. Another one, now this is kind of, again, age specific, but invite significant others to come and try it. So if you have some older girls that have boyfriends that are, you know, athletic or that are looking for things that they can do, obviously we want to not avoid drama in the gym. It's not something that we want to use that's going to create drama, but not even necessarily, but the significant others, but maybe the athletes have significant others who have friends that could be a good candidate. So really, I mean, what this all funnels, like boils down to, is being accessible to potential athletes, which guys are accessible to other guys for sports and athletics and things. Guys usually have friend circles that are mostly guys, and we're talking about getting guys in. So leave no stone unturned. If you have girls on your team who have boyfriends that have friends that are athletic and that look for things to do in an athletic way, that could be a really easy resource for you. And that kind of segues into the next one, which is have your girls recruit guys. If they're old, you know, older girls, high school age, college age, you know, let them do some of the recruiting for you. Because I'm being honest, you know, it was very easy to convince Jordan to come with Alex and I to come and try stunting when we told him that we were cheerleaders and that we got to work with some really athletic, really cool, fun girls that were, you know, that were also very pretty girls. And I'm sure that was an easy selling point. But because of that, he got there and got to see the athleticism of our girls. He got to see what our sport entails, and he got to see the athleticism from our guys. So letting your girls do some of the recruiting themselves can be very, very beneficial as well. The guys that you already have, this leads us into number 13. The guys that you already have them invite their friends. That's, you know, if they're already part of your team, then they're passionate about what they do. Surely their friends know what they do. So it should be a pretty easy conversation to at least start to say, hey, why don't you come to the gym and check out what we do? So let's see if you can try a couple of things, see if you like it. It might be something that you'd be interested in. So let your guys that are already in the gym recruit guys for you, because they know what the sport entails. So it's going to be easy for them to cherry pick and, you know, guys that would fall into what we need. And that comes into our last one, which this one I know is a bit controversial. Whole episode, first time I had to clear my throat. I've been trying. This one's a little bit more controversial because I know some gyms do this on a regular basis. I know some gyms agree with it, some gyms don't. But if you're that desperate for guys that you need quality male athletes, offer them some sort of payment where you can either cover their tuition or for some bigger programs, offer a place, you know, help with them to find a place to live. I've seen ads for big gyms. I'm not going to say who. I'm sure you guys have probably seen them too. Gyms that pay tuition, scholarships, they put people up in housing for them to move to be close to their gym to compete. And if you have the means to do that, it's not a terrible idea. It's not a terrible option, because our sport is growing, and being on a very competitive, you know, high level team and having that experience can set these athletes up in a very, very good way for their future, especially with going into college and things of that nature. So if you have the means to offer some sort of payment, room and board, food stipend, free tuition for guys. I know a lot of gyms will offer free or reduced tuition for guys. And again, that's one thing that some people agree with, some people don't. But in the end, there is power in having male athletes in your program. And that also helps the program to grow. And it helps you to, a lot of times, get to higher level stunts and skills and all that kind of stuff. So having some sort of compensation for some of our guys can be enough of an incentive to get more guys into your program. So again, something that we don't want to leave any stone unturned, because we all know the benefit of having male athletes in our cheer gym, just as much as we know the benefit of having rock star female athletes. But for all intents and purposes, trying to get guys into the gym, again, another way that you can do it. So there are 14 ways that you can get more guys into your program. Hopefully some of these are applicable to you. If you have other ideas of ways that you can get guys in, let us know. Leave it in the comments below. What are ways that you've successfully gotten guys into your program, or what are some ideas of ways that you think could work also? If you like this episode, make sure to give us a thumbs up. Leave your comments below, and we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Have a good one.